we're going to go to Jordan listening in Saginaw, Michigan on Sirius XM.
I've been going through a lot of mental problems. So I'm not saying like crazy or nothing like that, but from the past. And
yes.
my upbringing, my father, he did the time in the service, his Navy SEAL and whatnot, but he came home with a lot of PTSD.
Yes.
And me and my brothers were just horribly treated wrong,
Yeah.
It was just a horrible, all the way up to when I was 15 and I had to be an adult, I had a kid at a young age and was taught the wrong things, dude.
Yeah.
And, my grandfather, he's a deacon at a church, uh-huh. I do have God in my life, but I'm having trouble letting go of how I was treated and all that, and it only comes with like my kids, they do the same mistakes I did when I was younger, but I used to get beat. I don't do that to them,
Yeah.
I don't treat my kids like that, but when I get done, I talk to them about it, and the situation's good with me and my son, I go in my room, and I just beat myself up. And it just, you get what I'm saying?
It's, I do get what you're saying.
Every day.
So you, Jordan, you continue to do to yourself kind of where your father left off.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's still going through it. I'm still going through it. I got six kids. I raised them good. They'd never seen a day how I was raised. They never witnessed, never felt any type of bad emotions of how I was raised. They don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't even know.
Yeah.
My wife knows a little, but she doesn't know. Mm. And I communicate with her. And, and my father, he's still in my life. I tried to sit him down, talk to him, like, man, how I feel, but he's constantly borrowing money from me. Constantly not paying me back, treating me like I'm nothing.
Yeah.
So, Jordan,
let's do this, man, because I have a really good idea where to take you here, but I want to make sure that I'm living where you're at. So what's the question for us today? How can we help you?
What are the steps I could do to either just cancel them out my life or how to approach that to them or just do it? They're my toxins in my life.
It's an essential question. What do I do with the pain of the past that keeps showing up today?
Yes.
All right. Jim, what do you think?
I've got a phrase for you, Jordan, and I think you're awesome, by the way. Before freedom comes pain. And you may have to look at some of the pain of your relationship with your dad. And sometimes and you go talk to a counselor, you talk to a coach, any of us. I mean, you sound like a really sharp person. And so that means that sharp people are willing to go get the help they need to get to, they'll go to the coach, they'll go to the counselor and kind of work through some of this stuff. But, the Bible says something, and I'll let these guys go to it, but I want you to hear this. The Bible says you inherit the sins of a previous generation to the third and fourth generation. Hey, you know what, dude? You are the transitional generation for that family because you aren't doing what your father did to you. And so you need to celebrate the fact that although you still have this pain, you aren't, putting that pain on those kids of yours. They haven't seen that. So, you are a guy who can make progress. You'd be the guy I'd want in my office hanging out with because you're willing to make those changes. Mm-hmm. But to do it, you may have to have some, like I said, before freedom comes pain. Remember this, you're part of the transitional generation, and that's so key. Mm-hmm. You're changing the trajectory of a family that, you didn't get. But you're making a difference. Right. So keep on keeping on, but keep getting the help that you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really important, Jordan. I'm so glad you called. And you've been trying to kind of keep a lid on this, and you're already recognizing that it kind of leaks out, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's important to be in that growth process so that you will continue to show your kids something different. So you're doing it for you and you're doing it for them. So that's really important. So I think to get into some therapy, I also would recommend my book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers.
Yes.
And I think you have to start to not expect anything from your dad. You have to get to a place where you can kind of love him with a little bit of detachment, as we were talking about earlier, and see him as a hurting person, but not need from him, because you're not going to get what you have needed from him.
And I think that's really, really important, Jill, because Jordan, I feel for you, man. Mm-hmm. I have a dad, or I had a dad, who also carried PTSD from war and carried deep addictions.
Yeah.
And though wasn't violent because he wasn't there. But there's this weird thing that happens because dad is inside of us, man. He lives, our dads live inside of us, and that's why we have daddy issues, and that's why we got to work through them. And join me, you know, I'm a card carrying member since 1975. So in my daddy issues, what I had to learn how to do was this. I had to learn how to grieve. But it was a weird grief. I had to learn how to grieve the dad that I got.
Yeah.
But I had to learn how to grieve the dad I would never get.
Yep.
I understand that. But it's to the point, I haven't cried in 7 years. Not shed a tear about it. I'm emotionless about things.
Yes.
And I'm starting to repeat his way of thinking.
Jordan, that's it, man. There is this line I think is pretty brilliant. You know, it's the pain that we do not transform, we transmit. Okay. The spiritual writer Richard Rohr wrote that, you know, the pain that we do not transform, we transmit. So as Jim was guiding you, we've got to go in. I hate to say it, but to heal out a wound, we got to touch the pain. So getting into a good therapist. A good trauma therapist that helps you work through that. It starts rooting out
with
that pain.
With a male therapist.
Yeah, I think a male therapist would be huge on that. Because there's going to be two things that we're going to do with that pain. We're either going to medicate it or act it out. And when we medicate it, now we're in addiction.
Right.
When we act it out, we're just causing harm. And we also act in, too. We act in towards ourselves, and you told me you're doing that. So the key is that a good healing process really helps us move through it so that we no longer carry pain and fear that has to be medicated or acted out.
So we can help you find someone to meet with. But then I think you've got to let your wife into this process, too. The fact that you've not told her things.
Yeah.
She's got to be part of it. Right? She's your support team.
And
it's my guess she already knows.
Probably.
Well, she's
getting it.
She both knows and she feels it.
Yeah.
And it'll produce intimacy for you with her. Connection. Intimacy connection.
Absolutely. So we're going to send you a copy of Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. I'm also going to do this. It's not coming up until October, but you are also going to get a free registration to our online conference, our Life Recovery Conference. And that just helps you continue in this recovery from your trauma process. But before that, let's get you connected to a therapist who can really help root this out and free you from the pain of your father issues.